sew my shit up. Knuckles all fat and shit. It's alright though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this motherfucker.
Look what his homeboy did to the side of your head.
What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man?
Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
Thank you for tuning in to Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. On this show, we cover a variety of subject material that some of our listeners may find unpleasant or even triggering, such as racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, ableism, cyberbullying, inequality, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes. We do our best to engage with these topics in a manner that is sensitive and considerate to you, our listeners, and your lived experiences. However, we understand that some of these subjects can pack a punch, so we strongly support whatever you need to do to take care of yourself as an audience member. Whether that be pouring yourself a glass of wine before pressing play, listening to our show with a warm, furry animal in your lap, or even turning off today's show and doing whatever brings you peace and joy and intellectual detox before tuning in next week. We welcome all feedback and comments related to our show, including requests for future topics you would like to hear us cover, or suggestions for ways we can improve our handling of emotionally and psychologically heavy material. You are listening to Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
They on this couch you sitting on.
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
Is that the piano? That's the piano. And I think it means it's alright. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. Father Teresa, the greatest black atheist. It's William J. Jackson, black ass motherfucker, with Phoenix Kalita, the uppity negress. Follow on the Twitter, uppity negress. 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. You can spell it, you can guess this. All right, and that's Phoenix Cleater over there, and I'm over here, Lisa Loco, White Splainer in Chief, missing in action for going on almost No, actually about 2 years. And there has been no white splainer-in-chief replacement person. Who wants to be the white splainer-in-chief? We could use a third person. It would help with engineering.
Yes.
Yeah, to have a...
Either that or we're just going to start having hosts or guests on all the time or something.
You want this to be a guest on all the time show? Where we don't know what the fuck kind of shit's going to come out of the face. We're going to be like, no, you're wrong.
We can vet people.
Ugh.
But of course, nobody ever listens. They're like, yeah, I love your show. Let me come on. And then they're like, wait, what'd you say about police?
What do we say about fucking mass European genocide? A lot. A lot. Like, yo, white people that tune into this show, again, I've said this a couple weeks ago, you are very honest with yourselves.
Yeah.
If you're white and you tune into this here program.
I mean, although, see, I do disagree with you, though. I don't think we have to kill them. I think that if they know there will be actual consequences, they will fall in line. Because it's not genetic. It's cultural entitlement. I mean, it's not like they have to be horrible. A lot of them just choose to be because they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's a fair deal.
Yeah.
All right. There shouldn't be a whole lot going on here. Now, a lot of people don't know this about me. I am a huge fan of the basketball.
Uh-huh.
I can't stop watching it. Every time I see some basketball going on, I'm like, whoa, check that out. I can't wait to see what's going on.
Really?
And I'm a huge fan of LeBron James.
Seriously?
He plays the basketball.
He does play basketball.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even know that. You were like, oh, LeBron, what is he? Is he an actor in blaxploitation films in the 70s? Is he like Dolemite?
Oh, he must be feeling better.
Whoa, the cat. The male cat is, again, attempting to fornicate with she who was already pregnant.
Yes.
Maul, come here.
For a while, he wasn't doing that, mostly because...
Yeah, all right, that's a good way to break your sentence.
Yes, mostly because they have ear mites, and so he was kind of laid out for a couple days waiting for that treatment to work, but clearly it must be working because he's feeling better.
Yeah,
and friskier, if you will.
It's not even 3 a.m. Mm. Like, goddamn, man, it's fucking 5:47 p.m. Young man, put your erection away right now. Do you hear me?
He's looking at the floor, too.
As long as you're under my roof, you follow my rules.
Wow, good luck with that, with the cats. And yeah, and if you've been paying attention to the cat saga, we were supposed to get him fixed this week, but ear mites, so couldn't get him fixed until that is cleared. So he has at least another month of trying to jump on Keisha, which should be interesting because she's just going to bite his face off because she's going to have kittens in a week.
Oh, yeah. No, they're just going to be separated.
Yeah, they're going to have to be.
Yeah, we're just going to keep her in here because who knows, like... The way nature works, he might try to kill any male kittens he sees.
He might.
Yeah. Like, that's just nature being natural. Like, I think I read that about, like, bears will go into caves and kill cubs.
Yeah, bears do that. I think lions do that, I think. And then there's the whole thing with horses. Horses are fucked up, y'all.
But then something else, and I don't know. I haven't had this confirmed, but like apparently, like male bears in the winter will fellate each other to help keep each other warm.
Who said that?
I just read it.
I want to fact check that. Yeah, actually,
on the World Wide Web. Yeah, I mean, you never know. If Russia may have posted that. That might be a Russian troll farm post.
In Russia, bear fornicate you.
There's an audio clip of you doing a Russian rap.
There is. It was only one line.
Bar.
Fine. It was one bar. If we must.
What? Feels good to act like she want to be an MC. Start talking the talk.
Right. It was one bar. It's one bar. Only one bar in Russia.
The only one bar. Not according to that story we recently covered. No,
sometimes you drive tank into store because it's only bar in entire town and you want vodka.
Nah, what, he get one bottle of wine?
Yeah, one bottle of wine.
One bottle.
But it wasn't even that. He got into a tank and ran through the wall of a store to get a bottle of wine. If that is not the most extra excessive motherfucker. Calm down, Dimitri.
Yeah, but like I was saying, I'm a huge fan of the basketball. I like to, every once in a while, I like to slam dunk myself. I own many, many pairs of Nike Air Jordans. That's a preferred piece of footwear for me. I am a basketball enthused.
All okay. Right?
So that's why I'm checking this one out. This should be the only thing that we do. And then we'll get the heck darn out of here. And that'll be your gosh darn Tuesday. So Laura Ingraham, just to refresh you old wine cellar heads on the Laura Ingraham. Now, she was playing an audio clip by noted sellout John Lewis.
Yes.
Keep in mind why I called John Lewis a sellout. I remember talking to your microphone. Why I called John Lewis a sellout. Because he spent all these decades building up this notoriety, if you will, for integrity, building up this reputation, this legacy, if you will, and then sold it to the Democratic Party for Miss Hillary, who had slaves work in her house, and ran up there talking about, I don't know no Bernie Sanders. I don't be knowing no Bernie Sanders. I only know Miss Hillary, Bill Clinton, Miss Massa Hillary. I loves her so much, I scrub her feet. He didn't say all those words. That's what it translated to. It's called a translation, folks. Mm-hmm. Learn how to speak other languages. You got to learn how to speak Kunglish. All right? Miss Ma'am.
Nigga. Kunglish.
He was speaking Kunglish.
Okay.
John Lewis was cooning it up for Miss Hillary Ma'am. And the translation from Kunglish to English was, I'll rub your feet, Miss Ma'am, when you gets home from doing your whole job or president. And can you please just give me some biscuits when you're done and a slab of bacon? Like, that's what it translated to. From Kunglish to English,
yes.
John Lewis was actually saying that about Miss Hillary.
Well, I think my favorite thing about that whole thing, though, is that he's like, I don't know Bernie Sanders. And there was a picture of them, like, literally standing next to each other, both behind King.
Ah.
I don't know him.
And I clowned on niggas, too. Like, keep in mind, like, I voted Sanders in the primary and, like, an adult. I don't know if you've ever heard of those on the World Wide Web.
Whoa.
Nets.
Whoa. Yeah. Stop yourself.
Like an adult. I was able to still critique Sanders and other people that voted Sanders in the primary. You can go check the record on that. Fucking search. Go on the Facebook search thing and type in Bernie Sanders. And then if you're on my friends list and it says source of saying this, put in William J. Jackson. And then you can see my Bernie Sanders poster there and their date stamped.
You're not interneting properly.
Oh.
Because here's the thing about the internet, in particular social media, that's where nuance goes to die.
Huh?
So if you are insisting on having nuance that you can both like Bernie and critique Bernie,
huh?
You have failed in your social media messaging. No nuance is allowed. Also, I think we had a great meme of John Lewis and company too. Or they did the little fucking like sit in or what the fuck ever.
Oh, that was, bullshit.
I think we memed it when you're not scared to boycott the state because you are the state or some shit.
Did we do that?
We did that.
Oh, damn, that
we fuck. Did that. Yeah.
Oh, we need to find that. That's on our fucking archives. That might be on the it could be on Social Distance or winecellarmedia.com. One of
I know I've
pages.
Tweeted it at people, so yeah. Yeah, it was, I don't remember exactly the verbatim quote, but that was the gist of it. It was, when you're not scared to boycott the state because you are the fucking state.
There are some memes out there that are wine cellar originals. Welcome to it. Mm. God damn it. Okay, but so Laura Ingraham, noted white supremacist Becky Hwoman. She was playing this John Lewis clip. Now, we're going back to, I want to say 2013, early 2013, late 2012, around there. Laura Ingraham was playing this John Lewis clip, and check out how she ends the clip.
John Lewis actually addressed this issue of amnesty in his speech. Now, Lewis of course, is known as himself as a trailblazing civil rights figure.
We must say to the Congress, fix the Voting Rights Act. We must say to the Congress, pass comprehensive immigration reform. It doesn't make sense that millions of our people...
Okay.
She cut him off with a gunshot.
My favorite part about that clip is that in the background picture, she's wearing like a somewhat low-cut top, and her necklace is a very prominent gold cross. Oh, and like I you see can it. See the cross, and all you hear is her cutting off that clip with a gunshot.
Yep.
Nigga, don't you do it. The cat, one of the cats is trying to mess with the other one. He keeps getting his face bit, and he keeps jumping back up there.
Jamal.
And he know his name because he just looked where you're sitting.
Uh-huh. All right. so, yeah. So, that's just a wee bitty bit of who in the heck darn Laura Ingraham is. Mm-hmm. There's Theo Jax over there said, what's good, my Patriots? How you doing there, Patriot? There's Theo.
Why
Theo
are Jax. You encouraging this?
Oh.
Theo.
Encouraging? What? More colored folks should be Patriots. You got to understand that colored folk, particularly Negros, Indians, and Mexicans, are by far some of the most McMurrican folk of all time. You look at some of the most advanced Hoteps out there. I think they call them Hoteps.
They're really
into Egypt. They like to talk about how there was Africanized Negro folks out here in McMurrica way before there were white fellers. And they were just out here just tribing it up. And that's why you got folks that you call Afro-Mexicans. Right, and then them engines. Well, they ain't much too white. No, not a whole lot of them. I mean, you got your little Cherokee princess over here and there, but for the most part, engine folks was colored. We called them red and all kind of other things. And then Mexican folks. Well, those were just spicy engines. You understand what I'm talking?
Mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. and they ain't much white themselves. For the most part, them's is pretty brownified. Some of them get rather shaded, if you will. I think they read in it sometimes. Woo. So really, when it comes down to it, more colored folk ought to be patriotic because they've been Americans for quite some time.
Oh, because they were Americans before America existed and the rest of us came and built the fucking country?
Huh?
Huh?
No, you just can't. What you really did was you laid down infrastructure.
Right. We laid down infrastructure, the economy, no. Soldiers, no, the land...
The white man built the economy.
I don't think that's how it works.
Not all of them, but a few.
Not all white people.
I mean, we let some other ones in when we needed some help corralling things up. We were like, get over here, little leprechaun boy. Get your Irish ass on.
Yeah.
Here, take this here baton and go crack some necros across the dome.
How the Irish became white.
That's a fact-based fact. And they're pale as hell. How y'all so damn late? Y'all some incompetent-ass white people. You Irish motherfuckers, get it together. Why take you so long to become white when y'all white as shit? Scottish, too. I seen y'all ass.
Because the English hated them. And it was the same English people that had slaves that hated the Irish. So they're like, oh, we hate everybody. And then they realized, hey, we need the other white people on our side, too. Let's let the Irish and the Scottish and the Germans and the Italians in.
Give them their fucking potatoes back, shit.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, the potato famine was some capitalism shit. That was some capitalism revenge shit that Britain enacted on Ireland. That was the potato famine was white on white crime. Like a motherfucker. This is why this is a full-sized episode, because we tangent. Like, yeah. What is it, ma'am?
Tangentially yours. I think that's part of the conversation, though, is like, y'all want to talk about white supremacy isn't real, but you know what the fuck will happen if you all go back to Europe. Y'all gonna fuck each other up. You know that.
Well, the toughest ones, the ones who... have economic access to the military will fuck up the others.
Yes. And you know that will happen, and that's why a lot of you don't want to go back to Europe.
Because you get your ass beat, because you ain't that fucking hard.
But don't pretend you don't understand white supremacy when you know white supremacy is going to kick your fucking ass too.
Indeedly do, neighbor. Alright, so Laura Ingraham is a buster ass.
Yet another blonde Fox co-host.
Attack blonde, as Bob Kincaid would call him.
Ha!
And so apparently LeBron James, I am a big basketball fan, he was on a podcast that also has video archives.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Laura Ingram covers that for some reason, because that was big news. Like, she is a news host, and this was news that Mr. LeBron was on a podcast.
Well, I mean, it's news if it's something that you can use for talking points, bumper sticker rhetoric, and inflaming your fan base.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No, it's not new. It's breaking news. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What, they didn't have any white shooters to cover that day? No white kids was killing their parents?
Hey, whoa, man. Hey, I run the machines. Okay? I run the machines.
Woo!
All right, we're going to create a new banner. This is a Jum Doc alert.
Oh, same goofy-ass cross, too.
Did she just say this is a Jum Dockler?
Yeah.
This is a Jum Dockler.
Wait, her show is called The Ingram Angle?
Oh my goodness, I never noticed that. Oh my god. That's kind of like when you first hear Brian Fisher's show, and in that opening audio says, the home of muscular Christianity. All right, I didn't know we needed muscular Christianity.
It's just the hyper-masculine without the homosexual that way.
Yo, she makes a face like she's about to rap. Like, she looks like she is about to spit a cold-ass verse.
Oh, it looks like she just had bad Botox, nigga.
Oh! Is that...
I can only show emotion on one half of my face.
So that's white women literally going hard. Quite literally.
All right, we're going to create a new banner. This is a Jum Doc alert.
A Jum Doc
alert. NBA superstar LeBron James is talking politics again.
Holy shit, her face is fucked up.
I told you, she had bad plastic surgery. I am telling you.
Yo, her shit is on lean like a Lil Wayne mixtape, nigga. Oh my god, nigga. Her shit is fucked up. Oh my god. Yo, y'all niggas gotta look at this fucking video clip, man. You look at... Look
up. Said her face is on lean like a Lil Wayne mixtape.
Yes! I didn't say... Did I say that?
You just fucking said that!
That's not true.
Not true that she said that, or not true that her face looked like that?
This is gonna be one of the few times I edit an episode. I didn't say that shit.
You better leave that shit in. That was funny as hell. You better leave it in.
Holy shit. Yeah, her shit leans to her right. Okay, let's keep that going. That's bugged out. Yo, white women, stop doing that to your faces.
LeBron James is talking politics again, and this time it's R-rated. Here's his barely intelligible, not to mention ungrammatical take on President Trump and a new...
Barely intelligible, not to mention ungrammatical.
Yeah.
I think that was barely intelligible and ungrammatical.
That's just because her mouth don't work right.
Why is your mouth broken? See, you talk too much shit, you got your face infected.
Mm.
Fucked yourself up.
Mm.
You became orally septic.
ESPN podcast.
The number one job in America, the point of person, is someone who doesn't understand the people. And really don't give a fuck about the people.
But wait. Whoa.
I understand exactly what the fuck he said. What?
No, it was unintelligible. He said he really don't give a fuck about the people. I don't understand what that means. A rich white man who is El Presidente don't give a fuck about the people? I don't get it.
I don't get it, nigga.
I don't understand. All right, but Laura Ingram is going to break it on down with zero racism.
Hey, there's more gripping insight. ESPN host Carrie Champion asked James and fellow NBA star Kevin Durant about what she described as Trump's racist comments.
Yo, her shit is fucked up, yo. Dude, she looks like Ludacris in whiteface. She looks fucked up.
Bad plastic surgery, man.
Yeah, man. Young white women out there, man, don't... Like, black, we're just gonna make fun of you because we're black and you made us mean with your racism, so... And we're gonna do it in public too, especially if it's me.
You will. You have.
Oh, I did. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yep.
You actually do that quite a bit. So, I mean.
Well, go back to Europe. If you're white and in America and you don't want me talking shit about you in public, then go back to Europe and I won't see you because I'm never going there. See? Okay. Problem solved.
I feel like our team as a country is not ran by a great coach. It's not even a surprise when he says something. It's not even surprise. It's like laughable. It's like,
it's laughable
and it's scary.
But it's also scary. Right, because right. I shouldn't be numb to your racist comments.
Right, right.
I shouldn't be numb to your behavior.
I'm numb to this commentary, like...
Yeah, like people use that as a rhetorical filler in casual conversation.
Notably, that came from...
Why? Oh.
White women.
Oh, that whole, like in the early 90s,
you know,
Valley
like, yeah,
Girl.
Valley Girls, like Valley Girls and stuff who are just like,
That's why it always amuses me that some of my favorite rappers are from the Valley. Yeah, Southside Sacramento, that's the Valley.
Must they run their mouths like that? Unfortunately, a lot
Must
of kids...
Must they run their mouths like that? Take the- All we've given you people.
Must they
Why
run
aren't
their
you grateful?
Like that? And it's like, maybe you shouldn't run your mouth. Your mouth tripped and fell and needs to get a fucking cast.
Nigga, she can't run her mouth. It's broken.
Right? Man, I'm telling you, folks that are looking at the Facebook Live video, you gotta actually look at this video on high quality yourself. Like, she has a side bite. I know you've heard of underbite and overbite. I have an overbite. She has a side bite. Her shit is on lean, as Phoenix Kalita said earlier.
These ignorant comments, seriously. Look, there might be a cautionary lesson in LeBron for kids. This is what happens when you attempt to leave high school a year early to join the NBA.
Attempt. He attempted to leave high school early to join the NBA.
I mean...
It didn't actually happen.
It didn't happen. It was a failure. He has never won an NBA championship. He is not, I think, the highest paid player in the NBA. He hasn't given millions to charity. He hasn't put any kids through college.
Nope.
Yeah, he attempted, but then, you know, as black people do, he then went back to the hood and became a crack dealer, and that's just what LeBron does.
And that's why her segment producers had her do this segment, because who the fuck is LeBron James? Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
I don't know. Some guy in a car doing a program called Rolling with the Champion. Well, I don't know why they'd call him a champion.
Why would they call it that?
Well, that's ridiculous. He's just a Fox News host with a fucked up mouth. Like, that's nothing
champ. Which, interestingly, everyone on Fox News is a host with a fucked up mouth, but okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, now I want to go back over their roster. A lot of people on Fox News look fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that with fucking hardcore Republican conservatives? Why do you look weird? And then, like, Republican conservative men, to spout homophobia so hard, y'all niggas groom heavily to a point of where I'm like, you look like the gay homeboys.
Right. But uglier.
And then Greg Gutfeld, like, is he out or what? I don't, or is he just high femme and just rocking it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm
talking
about.
I know
there's
some dude who's, like, on his show all the time and follows me on Twitter.
That's outstanding.
Like that, you know how I'm talking about that, like, that big-ass black man?
Is he the one that they have the crossfire arguments with?
I don't know. All I know is I would literally be scared to run up on this nigga in the middle of the night. Like, he's a big-ass light-skinned black man.
Oh, then like, you're fine.
He's no, he's a conservative. I'm not fine.
He's sensitive. He wants to conserve his delicateness. That's all.
Nigga, he ain't delicate. Ain't nothing delicate about that, nigga.
That nigga, he just go throw some cocoa butter at you and run. That's all. You're fine.
No, he's gonna lecture me about how if police have ever assaulted you, it's your fault because he's never been shot by police. So therefore, any other black person who's been shot by police had it fucking coming.
Nigga, you never been shot by police because they missed. nigga.
He never been shot by police because he was the Hulk before the bullet started. And they were like, if we shoot him, he's going to Hulk up for real, for real. We can't do this.
He's going to Hulk up for real, for real.
Yeah, because like Mike Brown had to, you know, you had to come at him for him to Hulk up. This nigga already the Hulk. They're not finna do shit to him.
Ah, Mike Brown. Shit, man. That was 2014. It's 2018. That nigga would have a degree right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was big. He was like a demon. He was like the Hulk. Nigga, he was the same size as you. Y'all the same height.
Shit, remember Trayvon, little nerdy ass, wanted to be a fucking astronaut or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trayvon was a little nerd, man. You like, nigga murdered a little nerd.
And fucking Tamir, little 12-year-old, cute. He was a cute little baby.
Yeah, who knows what he wanted to do?
He was a grown man. He looked like a 30-year-old man.
Shit, Tamir, that was 2014, too?
Mm-hmm.
So shit, so he'd be 16, right? He'd be in driver's ed right now.
He should probably be getting ready for prom, right?
Proms. Oh, oh shit, my bad. I'm skimping on the archive chat room. It's Theo Jax. Nigga quoting me.
What'd you say?
I didn't say any of these things. He's making up stuff.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing about Ludacris.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Laura Ingraham continues to cover Mr. James. And I don't mean Khadijah's husband.
And it's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball.
Wait, so he attempted, but he also gets $100 million a year to bounce a ball.
Pick a struggle, ma'am. And I don't mean one half of your face. I mean a whole struggle.
She's trying right now. Damn. You could tell when they didn't have lips before surgery. Like, you can tell that she, you can tell. Oh, man.
Do you ever think about, like, how much better these people look if they weren't, like, fucking bigots? Because I think about, like, you anger, like, all the blacks and the gays and the feminazis. And, like, you have to be, like, crunching up your face all the time. And, like, you get your blood pressure real high and shit. And, like, like you making yourself look old and ugly for no damn reason. Like, chill the fuck out and have a cup of green tea. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Chill out. It's good for your bones. It's good for your wrinkles. Like, just chill the fuck out. Yeah,
like, for now, like, call your show the chess piece because you look like a rook. Like, it's... Yeah, just face on hard, nigga. Yeah. Fucking petrified wood, petrified white. All right.
Oh, and LeBron and Kevin, you're great players, but no one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach.
I didn't know so they ran the for anything. Did they run for something?
And then it said millions elected Trump. There are not millions of people in the Electoral College.
There are not millions of people in the Electoral College.
It's very few.
Commentary to yourself, or as someone once said, shut up and dribble.
How do you keep your commentary to yourself? Then it's not commentary. Why don't you care how words work?
Also, why doesn't she keep her commentary to her fucking self?
Because she gets paid less than him to do it.
Because she gets paid less than the man that she's mocking. That seems legit.
Maybe you should bounce a ball and get a bigger check, nigga. Maybe you could buy fucking a better face, nigga.
Buy a whole face of Botox instead of just half.
Right? Like, maybe for, like, cosmetic reasons, black people should be facial feature donors.
I mean...
My shit's going for big dollars, baby.
You know who Michael Ealy is?
That's that pretty light-skinned boy.
He is that pretty light-skinned boy. He was on a show, and it was, like, a futuristic show, and he was a robot who was working with a cop, and they were somewhere, and there was a scene where this plastic surgeon was looking at Michael Ealy's face, and he was, like, touching his face. He's like, but your face is so perfect. You have a perfect chin. I'm gonna copy this on my next robot. And then, like, two episodes later, the show got canceled. I mean, I'm not saying that's why it got canceled. I'm just saying that a white man touched a black man's face and said, you're perfect. I'm going to model you for my next robot. And the show went off the air.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Fun facts in the wine cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won't play the whole thing because it's a 5-minute and 34-second clip. But Mr. James, and I don't mean Khadijah's husband, they put a camera on him, and he said more words back to her. I wonder if he even saw the clip or if he just heard of it. Because he's kind of busy being more successful than her.
Oh.
At a significantly younger age.
Ooh.
Because he did go into his profession directly out of high school, while she had to get educated to make less than him.
What were your thoughts when you heard what the Fox News anchor said about you?
All right, so someone off camera is asking, what are your thoughts about folks, you know, talking about her, him on the that podcast?
I actually laughed first when I first saw the reports, and then I watched the video and I saw exactly how I was put off. Well, first of all, I had no idea who she is. Or
that's y'all's friend.
Or what she do. So she won in that case because now I know who she is.
oh man. She won my knowledge of her existence.
The shade of it all.
This is one of the best Becky Lives Matter episodes. This is like gonna be right next there with the white Christian mom and the hip hop song.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Becky Lives Matter episode. Yeah, this is great.
It's for her to go up there and say what she said. First of all, I mean, I would have had a little bit more respect for her if she would have actually wrote those words. She probably said it right off a teleprompter. But that's okay. You know, we live in we're back to everything I've been talking about over the last few years. So it lets me know that, you know, everything I've been saying is correct. For her to have that type of reaction, we will definitely not shut up and dribble. I would definitely not do that. I mean too much to society. I mean too much to the youth. I mean too much to the to so many kids that feel like they don't have a way out, and they need someone to help lead them out of the situation they're in. Also, wish she would have did a little bit more fact-checking, because I actually did finish high school and didn't leave early. I graduated high school. You know, to be an African-American kid and grow up in the inner city with a single-parent mother and being not being financially stable, and to make it where I've made it today, I think I've defeated the odds. And what's going on, my brother? I love you, my brother. I think I've defeated the odds. And I want every kid to know that, and I want everybody to know that the youth, that they can do it as well. And that's why I would not just shut up and dribble, because I mean too much to my two boys here, their best friend right here, my daughter that's at home, my wife, my family, and all these other kids that look up to me for inspiration and trying to find a way out and find some leeway on how they can become as great as they can be and how those dreams can become reality. So she's definitely – she did the best thing she did is going to help me is create more awareness. So I appreciate her for even giving me even more awareness for me to sit up here in the greatest weekend of the NBA All-Star Weekend. This is the best weekend of the NBA, where all the countries in the whole entire world come watch the greatest players in the world, no matter if they're a part of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I get to sit up here and talk about social injustice, equality, and why a woman on a certain network decided to tell me to shut up and dribble. So, thank you. Whatever her name is, I don't even know.
God, black people are so shady.
I said I wasn't gonna play the whole clip. Fuck it, man. Shit.
Her name, but I appreciate. What is it?
Nobody knows.
Oh, Tiago.
What? I said nobody knows.
The person off camera said nobody knows. Oh, what is shit. This?
Scam likely.
My shit ringing and it says scam likely. How do I? Do I just hit lock screen? They can go fuck themselves. Scam likely on my smart device.
Says no one knows, and that's perfect, because I get to sit up here and talk about what's really important and how I can help change kids, not only in America, but in Brazil and England and
Mexico
and Mexico and all over, you know. So thank you.
LeBron, why do you think that people always target athletes for speaking out on social issues?
Because there was a time where athletes... Right.
So someone off camera said, why do you think people always target African-Americans speaking up on social issues? And he's responding to that.
Either felt they shouldn't speak up upon things, or they felt they didn't feel the courage to speak about things that were going on. And I've always said that at the end of the day, I do it because I'm passionate about it. I do it because I know that this is bigger than just me personally. The hardest thing in the world for me personally is raising two African-American boys and an African-American daughter in today's society. It's hard. And for me to sit up here as an athlete and That's why I started the company. I started it in Uninterrupted because I wanted athletes to feel like...
So he also owns his own business.
Hmm.
I mean, Laura Ingraham has a radio show. She does what we do. All right.
Hmm.
They had the power. They had the platform to speak about whatever they wanted to speak about and not have it cut and diced and split into a soundbite and people use it how they wanted to use it. That's exactly why I started it. And it could be as powerful as speaking about Trayvon Martin, or it could be as simple as saying what type of pair of socks that you're wearing this morning. That's why I started the platform that I started, and to have athletes feel empowered to speak about whatever they feel like they want to speak about. And because we have so many kids and so many people look up to us, to have that platform means everything to me.
Yo, I lifted weights last week.
John Lewis.
I lifted weights last week. I need a job. Man, we totally need a job with Russia today. RT America, we need it, man.
You just want to like start our own thing and just call it like Russia News?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're already fucking Russian bots or whatever the fuck we are now.
Yeah, we're Russia bots. See, we were Bernie Bros and then we were Bernie Bots and now we're Russia Bots.
Bernie Bros, Bernie Bots, mm-hmm. Russia Bots.
Mm-hmm. Also, fake black accounts. Yeah.
It's a fact. Dude, that's an X-rated misanthropy.
I also am team misanthropy.
Huh. Where's it going? Mad Peaches and Cream. Iggy McZalia. Mitchie Slick.
Ooh.
Bass Chasers. Hey, there's some instrumentals on there. Yeah. This one's wild. This is a wild, dope instrumental. Oh. There that goes. That you're hearing, little half-dead. Three. Who could it be? The dopest motherfucker that you're hearing, little half-dead. Three. Who could it be? Who could it be? I'm a Bernie bot. I'm a motherfucking Russian bro. I grab the microphone and adjust the flow. Let these niggas know that whether hot or cold, I grab the microphone and I drop you with the snow. Now make yourself into an angel while you watch the Laura Ingraham angle. But she got a fucked up face, lean to the side. Niggas smoking green while I ride with LeBron James on a new podcast. And we bring the heat to y'all asses. WineCellarMedia.com, Northwest in the flesh. And we drop bombs, laying niggas flat on their fucking back in the supine. Nigga drop two rhymes, lay you out quick in line. In single file, nigga, we get wild with the freest style. But that don't mean it's liberated. It's too left, that's why y'all niggas hate it. Your fucking knee, your lip, fuck face. Nigga, fuck your fucking face. Something or other. Yeah. fucking around with that paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Have a good one. Gotta do a podcast to grab bread. I got too many thoughts up in my head. I mean, it's way up in like a pacer. And I lay the notebook down on the mesa, so y'all niggas can't see flows. And I lay your fucking face down on the damn piso. So get the fuck about the dizzo. When I drop the flizzo, take your ass to the stizzo. Get low, little mark ass bluster. Get the fuck about here, break you down in clusters. You fucking peanut buster parfait. You niggas. Something to take your ass to Dairy Queen, nigga. All right. That's the fucking wine cellar. That number.